This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Union Cabinet today approved the release of an additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners with effect from 1st January this year, representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise. This will benefit over 50 lakh central government employees and over 68 lakh pensioners. The Cabinet also gave its approval for the continuation of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sarak Yojana beyond March 2025 up to March 2028. Further, the Cabinet has also given approval for the creation of a domestic insurance pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 8:30 tonight. The address comes a day after the Constitution Amendment Bill tied to the implementation of women's reservation through delimitation fell short after a long debate in Lok Sabha. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-third majority of 352 out of the total 528 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favor of it and 230 against the bill. The voting took place on Friday evening after a marathon two-day debate. Iran has announced that the Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed once again in response to a U.S. blockade on Iranian shipping and ports. Iran's Joint Military Command today said that control of the Strait of Hormuz has returned to its previous state under strict management and control of the armed forces. It warned that it would continue to block transit through the strait as long as the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remained in effect. On the other hand, the U.S. Central Command has stated that American forces are enforcing a naval blockade of Iranian ports, adding that 23 vessels have complied with their orders to turn around. The two-day Thembang Heritage Festival 2.0 commenced today at Thembang village in Dirang subdivision of West Kameng district. On the occasion, traditional community leaders were felicitated in recognition of their significant contributions to preserving indigenous traditions and cultural heritage. The Deputy Commissioner Bomdila, Dr. Dilip Kumar, highlighted that Thembang, an ancient fortified village of the Monpa tribe, has been nominated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The village is renowned for its unique stone and wood, cement-free architecture, including a historic zong and traditional entry gates, offering a remarkable glimpse into the region's cultural and historical legacy. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women and Divang Valley Women's Welfare Society held an awareness program on key social issues affecting women and youth at Anini today. Chairperson Yalam Tagaburang addressed drug abuse, its impact, and legal issues, urging collective action. She also expressed concern over excess liquor outlets in comparison to pharmacies, bookstores, and ration shops. Vice Chairperson Shring Dolma spoke on women empowerment schemes and SHJs. Member Kipa Kaya Rogu spoke on domestic violence and legal remedies. The 100 Days TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan 2.0 was launched on Friday by the Deputy Commissioner, West Kameng District, Dr. Dilip Kumar, at General Hospital, Bomdila. A total of 68 villages has been identified as high-risk areas in the district, and screening has already commenced there to be followed by moderate and low-risk villages. D.C. Kumar emphasized the need for community participation to eradicate tuberculosis. He stated that social stigma associated with TB often discourages people from coming forward even after testing positive. Therefore, Jan Bhagidari is essential and support from the community, religious leaders, PRI members and civil society is crucial. The Itanagar Cricket Association on Friday felicitated the 7th Tado Kholo Trophy champions at Itanagar, marking their historic first title. Arunachal Cricket Association Secretary Nabam Vivek urged players to prioritize professional careers over politics. He highlighted that the under-14 team is prepared for national representation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.